Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, welcome to The Damn Goods by Breaking Beauty, our episode featuring what products we're loving
and not so much.
Reviews you can use coming right up.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. It's a damn goods today.
Woohoo! And I'm Carlene.
This is Jill.
It's just going to be us shooting the shit about what we've tried, what we like. That's it.
And it's the summer, so we really wanted to cover off hair removal because I feel like this is a huge topic and we got to talk about it in the summer when we're showing all the skin, you know?
Yes, exactly. And not only are we going to be talking about just the products, we're also going to talk about the body hair revolution that's happening right now, because there's such a cultural shift and it all has to do with self-acceptance. And it's kind of the last frontier. You know, we've seen body positivity, we've seen acne positivity,
stretch mark positivity.
Yeah. And I think just this idea of embracing what you already have. But it's really interesting, you know, because they're still trying to sell you a razor.
Absolutely.
These companies. So,
but I think you had something to say on this topic in general, your personal viewpoint on body hair, Carlene.
Well, I just wanted to disclose because as I'm giving my opinion, I think it's just good to understand where I'm coming from. And I feel like I have an appreciation of body hair acceptance, but I personally am not accepting of my body hair.
Okay.
And again, it's that weird dichotomy, but I'm kind of aging myself, but I grew up at a time where everybody was looking at these images of women who, I mean, typically they were like white, they were thin, they had no hair to begin with. And then they're
white,
like
bikini.
And then they're using a razor to shave off this imaginary hair. And I just personally don't feel comfortable if I'm wearing a bathing suit. Like, there is no way I can wrap my head around showing my pubic hair outside of my bathing suit line, bikini line.
Right.
No.
So
can't do it.
I understand that. And I think we're conditioned in the media, certainly. And when we were growing up, it's just like the images you're seeing are just, like you said, it's like this fantastical female form who never had hair to begin with, but she needs five blades on a razor.
Yeah. I actually feel dirty.
Oh, interesting.
Which is, I mean, I'm just being totally like vulnerable here, but I feel like I feel dirty if that hair is not removed.
Like, I don't really care. Like, you know, I have hairy kneecaps right now. I don't have a ton of armpit hair, but if I forgot to do it, it's like, so what? And I've been at the beach or had inopportune times to go swimming and it wouldn't hold me back.
See, it would for me. Like, I feel I've been invited to so many hot tubs and usually it's a dude, like a bro.
Right.
He's like, so you're going to get in the
hot
tub?
Grab a six pack and meet me in the tub.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, dude, I need like a week's notice before I get invited to go in a hot tub. I need to make an appointment for that.
Yeah, and I get that. But I just feel like there's been times where maybe I've waxed my bikini line and then, you know, I'm on holiday for quite a long time and there is some like regrowth on the bikini line. It I don't really care. It's like, if people are looking, let them look. It's like, dudes never give a shit.
Really? I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think any guy in the history of the world has ever said, I can't go in the hot tub because my bush is showing.
Oh, no, I thought you meant they don't care about us having hair. Well,
I'm just making, I'm making more the point that, like, they never let these things hold them back. And I don't think we should either. But I get it. I get
having
what you're
said
saying.
That, they're wearing, like, board shorts. Plus, but
have you been to France? Have you?
I haven't been in a hot tub in France, I will admit.
But some Speedo action.
just to close the loop on my disclosure, having said that, my approach to bikini hair is I like to leave it as natural as possible and only get rid of the hair outside the lines.
Got
like
it.
I've never gone in for the Brazilian wax thing. Again, not judging other people, but I feel like there's kind of a prepubescent thing going on there.
It's not for you.
It's not for me.
I get that.
I shave the lower half of my legs. The top half, I just get waxed with the bikini. So I'm, you know, I'm like Amy Schumer in her stand up. I just learned to shave to my knee and then I shave my armpits. And so that's what I do. What do you do?
Well, I'm going to get to a product, an at-home permanent hair removal solution that I've been trying out, but I definitely reach for that razor on the regular basis, definitely shaving my legs. I just love the smoothness. I hate the stubble feel, and that's for me more than anything. And then I do go for bikini line waxing, but since I've been trying this permanent at-home removal system, I haven't been going waxing. Ooh. So it's a bit of a mishmash going on right now. I don't really feel too strongly about it one way or another. Like I think the trend for a long time was the Brazilian. So that's sort of what I was doing, but
it's all about choice. Yeah. And that's really what, you know, these campaigns that are happening right now and are really big on Instagram. I mean, let's start with the brand that started it all, and that's Billie.
Yes.
So it's B-I-L-L-I-E. They launched in 2017. And that's what they say. Like, they're still trying to sell you a razor. And that's where you have to be like, oh, how much is of this is just marketing? But then they'll say, like, it is about choice. And the campaigns are pretty compelling. You know, it's a lot of young women on the beach, frolicking around. And there's like
DGAF. They don't care.
There's bush coming out the sides of their bikini.
Yeah. And it's by that amazing creative director and photographer. She's at the Ladiest on Instagram, the photographer that did it. And just even the angles that she's shooting these women from and stuff, we've never seen it before. I think Billie revolutionized hair removal adverts because it was the first time you saw a woman with armpit hair in
selling
the shower.
You a razor.
Yes. Yeah. And now they've taken those images. They're like provocative in a way. You know, shooting a woman walking over her like on the beach. And so you're seeing a totally different, I guess, angle that we would never be used to seeing.
Yeah. I wish I had that kind of confidence, but I'm so here for these, this, you know, new wave of photographers with the female gaze. Like I wish I was still working at a magazine because I would just use strictly female photographers, I swear.
Yeah. So I think their whole point is like, shave your ankle, shave your knee, shave whatever you want. Don't shave at all. Your choice.
Yeah.
But if you do want it, here's a really colorful, great razor that's going to look great in your grid.
Yeah, that's true. And Serena Williams is an investor. Side note there. But around a year ago, Billie launched a hashtag called Project Body Hair, where they describe it as a celebration of body hair that reinforces the idea that shaving is a choice. But they also invited users to send in their photos, which I think is interesting because, again, it's a lot of, I don't want to say trends, but like a lot of perspective. It's just about getting used to seeing something that you're not used to seeing. So maybe my perspective will change if I continually, if we all continually see this in the media, you know, maybe my daughter will never use a razor. Maybe she'll never nick her ankles like I did when I was a teenager.
It was like the rusty Bic.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I think it's really affordable too. It's direct to consumer. Like a lot of these are, I think it's $9. Correct me if I'm wrong.
That's right.
For a razor, a couple of cartridges. The cartridges have that like charcoal soap around them. So you get like the shaving gel bar and the five blade razor. Sort of in one. And then it has like a, almost like a, not a carrying case. What is that called?
A magnetic holder.
Yeah, a holder. So you can like stick it to the wall in your shower and it's not going to, you're not going to be stepping on it, which I think is brilliant. And you can, it's a subscription based model. Yeah. So.
And what they did was with you, you know, speaking to the point about the price, it was all about the pink tax. So historically, we would have razors for females that were more expensive than the blue razor.
Yeah.
You know, it was just like, why? This one's pink, this one's blue. Like, why does it have to be more expensive? So they also launched a program where you can share a referral link with your friend. And when they enter their email to join the pink tax rebate, they get a coupon sent that they can use toward their next purchase.
It's so smart. Get rid of that pink tax on everything.
It was just so influential, though. And you showed me an ad from a big company that seemed to be really inspired, let's say.
So Gillette Venus, I mean, I think that it's been really, it had the market cornered for many years since it launched in 2001. Gillette Venus, a little bit sexy, showing a lot of skin. And just recently in 2019, just a couple months ago, they launched an ad called My Skin, My Way. Mm-hmm. And it's not that cheesy jingle anymore. They've sort of like stripped it all down, and it's women of all shapes, sizes, colors, different skin. Some of them have vitiligo, some have stretch marks. It's just like showing off their skin and, you know, not really putting the emphasis on shaving necessarily, like, or those like perfect silky smooth stems.
You didn't even see the product.
No.
There was no product in the ad, I don't think.
I think there might have been a razor where she was like shaving her belly, but okay. I'm not entirely sure.
Right, but it wasn't like trying to advertise this particular razor, go out and buy this.
No.
It was more like setting a mood.
That's right.
This is what we're here for.
Yeah, it's like on a beach, I think. But it's a huge departure for Gillette.
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's interesting because it really is part of a larger trend. Mm-hmm. And Cheryl Wishover, who is an amazing beauty writer, I just like how she always has an original perspective and she's not afraid to go for it and express herself. But she wrote an article this past week in Business of Fashion about huge companies trying to launch indie brands.
Right.
And I would argue that they're also trying to act like indie brands. And this is an example of that.
Sort of disrupt the norm, come through with different types of imagery and that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. And just breaking away from that, you know, this traditional ideal that, you know, nobody is really aspiring to anymore.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's still all about removing body hair.
But you also let me know about Joy.
Yeah. To your whole point about these global giants creating indie brands, I was scrolling through Mindy Kaling's Instagram last week, and I noticed a shot on her gram that was a little bit out of character for her. And it was her sitting in a director chair and holding up a bottle of shaving gel. And it was coral pink, this bottle, and the director chair on the back, it said Joy. And I was like, oh, is she starring in a new movie called Joy? But actually what it was is she was advertising this new razor company or this new shaving brand called Joy. That's partnership between Walmart and Gillette.
Yeah, Gillette added again.
Yeah, so that's only in the US right now, as far as I know, but it's really cute. It's very Instagrammable, and you would never in a million years guess that it was Gillette and Walmart. I did that digging on my own. She wasn't like necessarily talking about that. And I was like, whoa, what? Extremely colorful, kind of like an EOS packaging almost.
Right.
Like teals and corals and pinks and
Just all about being happy.
Yeah. And
I assume so on brand for her. She just cracks me up.
Yeah. She's so funny. And I assume that the price point is, I haven't looked at it or seen it, but I assume the price point is mass market because it's at Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Exactly. And actually on the waxing front, so Flamingo is still relatively new, and that's another company. So you can have your wax strips delivered straight to your door. And it's a sister company to Harry's Shave Club, which was purchased by Unilever. I mean, that's not that new that you'll get a big company that's acquiring these little indie brands. Yeah. But I think it's interesting that they spun off into Flamingo. And again, you just look at the layout of the website and everything. It's just so like millennial. And, you know, dusting off a category that hasn't had much newness.
No.
Let's face it, for a long time.
Exactly.
Right? And what about Aveline? Because that one actually seems to have a new innovation in terms of the razor itself.
Yeah. I just had called this in. Unfortunately, it did not get here in time for our chat today, but it's a new razor. And essentially, the blade is similar. It's the five blades, but they've gotten rid of the stick handle. Mm-hmm. And so the handle almost looks like you slip your two fingers into it, almost like a ring pop. Think of that shape. And you're able to glide it up and down your leg and in multiple directions, because I think there's those roller balls on the actual razor.
Yeah, there's three little metal mm-hmm. roller balls at the yeah. bottom. So that allows the razor to pivot. So that's you can't, right. it's not just up and down. You can go every which way all around and
yeah.
presumably not nick yourself in the process.
Right. So the cartridges look very similar to like a Gillette Venus, but mm-hmm. the actual roller balls are on this like ring pop handle, like I mentioned. So mm-hmm. it's ideally, I guess, going to glide over your skin more readily and mm-hmm. better and more compact for travel.
Yeah. So they're really about this new kind of redesign that they say is better. Sadly, we were not able to yeah. try this product. We'll try and do an update if yeah. whenever it gets here, but it's around $10. So it's yes. still priced kind of mass, I would yeah. say.
I think the point being there is just like, we're starting to see more innovation
yeah.
where we hadn't seen anything for 2 decades, basically.
Now, you've been testing some other drugstore ones that you will find yeah. on store shelves
right now. I just want to touch on a couple of those. One of them is the Gillette Venus Platinum Extra Smooth Metal Handle Women's Razor. It's mm-hmm. $14.99 Canadian, and you get like one handle, two refills. Why I like that is the metal handle, it feels more weighted and heavier in your hand. You get more precision. I don't feel like it's going to fly out of my hand. Mm-hmm. And also, I do find that the metal handle, just from a consumer point of view, I prefer a metal, the idea of a metal handle rather than just like more plastic
yeah.
going out into the world. Mm-hmm. And it's like a very ergonomic handle, which they're well known for. And then I tried another one, the Chic Intuition Fab, which I saw advertised on The Bachelorette. and the FAB acronym stands for forward and back. So essentially they've created a razor blade head where three of the blades are pointing down and two of them are pointing up. So you can move it forward and back and get and you know, not miss any spots.
So you don't have to actually lift it
yeah.
and get going again.
Ultimate lazy girl's tool.
Such a chore, like, oh, I can't lift it. And
but you know, again, it's just that innovation. I guess no one's done that before, so you know, here we are, forward and back.
Sure. Okay, that one's $11 in Canada, $15 in US.
I'm not sure about the US, but around okay. it's drugstore right. price point. Yes.
Yeah.
I want to talk for a second, and I think you're going to give a couple of reviews here, just about how much positive feedback we had about our Zero Waste Beauty episode and how it speaks to the consciousness around this from so many of you guys listening and just so many consumers out there. You want to be making more conscious choices. And you had a stat about how many razors are thrown out every year. And yeah. I was like, what the f-?
Yeah. So 2 billion plastic razors end up in landfills each year. That's a huge amount.
That's disgusting.
And truthfully, disposable razors, like the single use ones, I mean, why do they even exist?
When I see those at the gym, just it fills me with rage.
Yeah,
it really does. I'm like, this one, especially this one product should not be here.
What fills me with rage is when you see them in the store aisles.
Yeah.
Like the it's one thing pack. If you're in a hotel and it's like, oh, I forgot my razor, but are people really buying like 10 packs of disposable razors and using them?
I think they are because they're cheap.
Oh my gosh.
Cheaper because when you go into the drugstore and you are buying multi-packs of these razor, like the cartridge refills, mm-hmm. they're freaking expensive. They're under lock and key.
Yeah.
But I just think people who may not have $20 to fill up their razor cartridges, they're buying these single use ones because they're more cost effective.
Wow.
We got to figure that out.
Yes, 100%. So, well, here are some solutions that we yeah. have for you, because my testing involved old school safety razors.
Yeah.
And there are some cool up and coming brands that yeah. are kind of, again, dusting it off, giving a whole new look and feel. It's really kind of feminine friendly, I'm going to say. And so it's really inspired by the barbershop. Like, I think guys have been onto this for a long time, mm-hmm. that sort of barbershop shave. So safety razor, just as a reminder, if you're not familiar, they're a heavyweight razor that you're going to keep. I mean, you could keep it for your lifetime,
yeah.
really. Mm-hmm. And it comes in three parts. There's the handle yeah. and then there's the head. And the head, you can twist the handle and separate it into two parts. Mm-hmm. You drop the razor inside.
The blade. Yes.
Thank you. You drop the blade yes. inside and then you twist it back into position.
Yeah.
And so all you have to do once you make an initial investment is yeah. by the blades, yes. which is obviously far less wasteful.
So
I mean, it's not
better.
Zero waste, but it's minimal waste in yeah. comparison. And you want to change it like every 6 to 8 uses.
Yeah. That one you're holding is so beautiful.
I know. So I'm holding one right now as I'm talking. It's from a brand called Well Kept, which is out of Vancouver. They have a lovely little bath and body line that's all natural. And they also sell this razor. And it's made out of brass. And it comes in 3 different shades. So there's this beautiful matte ivory. There's a dusty pink and there's a black. $68 Canadian. They do ship to the US.
Okay.
And it is intimidating at first. I was just like, what am I doing? How I don't want to cut myself.
Yes.
It wasn't that hard to put together. It's just like I explained to you. But what happened to me was I went to take a bath and try the razor and none of my hair was coming off. And okay. I'm like, what is going on? And so I untwisted it, flipped it, reversed it, tried all the different angles and none of my hair was still coming off.
Right.
I was just like, what's going on? I watched the video, mm-hmm. everything. Okay. Here's what the problem was. The head that comes in 2 parts where you sandwich the blade in between. I had the underside facing the wrong way.
Okay.
And in none of the instructions that I read or the videos that I saw, did it say anything about that. So yeah. if you have it facing the wrong way, it's closing it too tight and the blade's not getting to your skin.
Got it.
So I had to flip that. So guys, if you're out there and this happens to you, you now know the solution. Save yourself watching a video.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to do a little video after we've just wrapped here of you putting it on the proper way for our Instagram TV, okay. IGTV. Okay. So follow us at Breaking Beauty Podcast and you'll see what we're talking about when yeah. you're talking about this. Now,
that's a great idea.
Yeah. So when you finally flipped it, what happened?
So got an amazing shave, super close. You don't want to apply any extra pressure when you're using one of these safety razors. They're very, like, relatively speaking, they're very heavy. So yeah. you're just using the pressure of that heaviness
yeah.
and you don't need to apply any extra pressure. I just found it was like, it was a very smooth shave. And I have to tell you about another product that I tried mm-hmm. with it that I fell in love with
okay.
and was a game changer. Okay. Well Kept sells a shave oil that's $32. It's all natural. Allergy alert. The main ingredient is almond oil. It also has argan oil, vitamin E, and rosemary essential oil. And so basically you're moisturizing while you're shaving.
Had you ever used a shave oil before?
No,
okay.
I hadn't. Yeah. And I just thought my legs felt so much smoother after, more glowier. And I just need that. I need all the extra little confidence that I can get in the summer when yeah. I'm wearing less clothing. And I just, it was so attractive. Like yeah. it was such a difference compared to just using soap.
Yeah.
I was like, this is truly an amazing investment.
And I was reading online. I haven't had a chance to try mine yet, but I was reading online like short, small strokes with yeah. the safety razor instead of really long ones help
yeah.
to get, because yeah. it's a single blade,
yeah.
helps to get the hair off.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, you can do that. I was using longer strokes,
okay.
but sure. Yeah. I think if you're, especially if you're in trickier areas, like around the ankles
yeah.
and around the knees, you want to hold it at a 30 degree angle is yeah. what they recommend. But I really enjoyed it. And I do want to shout out another product that is actually even more readily available in the US. It's called We Shave.
Yeah. And I just confirmed this one. It's 100% stainless steel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So it's rose gold. And we didn't know what was underneath because the other one's brass. So now we know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just as heavy. I want to just clarify that it's spelled OUI
right.
shave.
Good point.
It's really funny when you try to Google because all you get is the Way hair care.
Oh gosh.
So you have to type We Shave.
Got
and
it.
That's how you'll find the site.
Great.
But it's the same idea. It's a single blade inside. And they actually claim that these are gentler for sensitive skin.
Yeah.
So I'm not exactly sure how that works.
Actually, a single blade is better to prevent ingrowns as well because it's like it's less aggressive on the skin and you're just actually skimming the hair off the top. Whereas mm-hmm. they say the 5 blades goes maybe a little bit too deep
okay.
and that's when you can get the ingrowns. That's
okay.
what a lot of women were saying online.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this particular one is $75 US. It comes with 1 pack of 10 blades. They also have a shave oil that is neroli.
Yeah.
And you can get a combo pack for $95. I'm telling you, I'm in love with the shave oil, but you and I both like, agreed that yes. the packaging for the blades themselves is kind of superior with this weed. This is quite genius.
With WeShave. Yeah. So basically you can buy a pack of WeShave. When you buy it, it comes with 10. Mm-hmm. And then same with WellCapped, you can buy refills. Mm-hmm. It's just the blade itself. But this looks like a little matchbox and yeah. it's genius and way more safe
yeah.
to handle the razors you're putting in and disposing of.
Yeah, because typically the other ones, it comes in like a little baggie and yes. they are individual wrapped in wax paper, but then you've got to keep that baggie around and sort of hide it and hope they don't fall out.
Yes.
So this one, you just slide them out one by one. Mm-hmm. And so there's less kind of handling overall. And then you had pointed out, I didn't even realize this, that at the bottom, it has a little holder for the used blades.
Yeah. So it's like a little thing you can just slide in your old blade and then you can dispose of them all at once.
Yeah.
And so it's just like a really very well thought out system. Mm-hmm.
I also have to say that they did a really good job with their instructions card yes. because when I read it, it's more clear which way you want that part that I messed up right. to be facing. So it was more clear that way. So yeah. WeShave, way to go. Now, not everybody is into shaving though.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your other method that you okay. alluded to earlier.
So I guess this is the most zero waste of all if you don't have to shave at all. So I've been trying out a new device from Silken. It's called the Silken Infinity Hair Removal Device, $450 Canadian. You heard me right. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure exactly what it is in the States. It'll be a little bit less than that. It's not a laser. It uses this technology EHPL, and it uses galvanic energy as well as HPL, which is home pulsed light.
Okay.
And so the whole idea is that heat and light is reading the pigment in your hair follicle and rendering it null and void. So it's killing the hair deep in the follicle so it doesn't grow anymore.
Okay.
That's essentially what it's doing. And it has 5 different settings on it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You better believe I cranked it up to 5. What's the point otherwise?
Yeah.
And so how it works, it essentially has a light cartridge on the end of it that's about the size of like a 9-volt battery. That's how big it is. Not a huge amount of real estate. Mm-hmm. And so the area that you want to treat, you shave it first and then you go over it bit by bit with the nozzle of this of the device essentially. So
and then you click it.
It emits. Yeah, you like just hold down the little button almost like you're pressing like a remote control, and it's like click, 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 and you'll feel the heat and you'll see the flash of light.
And if you don't shave, yeah. which I didn't do on my feet the day you brought it here to test the top of my feet, you will smell a burning smell
yeah,
from that hair. So you want to shave first.
You absolutely need to shave because otherwise the hair on the surface of your skin is going mm-hmm. to absorb the energy from the EHPL and it's not going to get to the root, which is what you want.
Right.
So not only you're going to smell burnt hair, but mm-hmm. you're wasting your time because it's not going to get to the root, which is right. what you want.
Now, what kind of results are you seeing? Because you've been using this on your pits yeah. for how yeah. long?
Well, my hair is pretty much all gone on my pits and it was like maybe 4 treatments.
Wow.
So the idea is that for the first 4 treatments, you treat the same area once every 2 weeks. So they're 2 weeks apart essentially. So you could, that could essentially be over a 2-month period.
Okay.
You treat once every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And that's important because our hair grows at different stages at different times. And so doing it every single day, it's not going to help you out.
Right.
It's actually a waste of your time. So yeah. you do it once every 2 weeks.
Yeah. And it's then, like lasers. When I went yeah. in and had laser hair removal.
Exactly.
And they've got to time it out yeah. as well.
And then treatments 5 to 7 or 4 weeks apart. So like once a month. Mm-hmm. So you should get to a point where you're just seeing like basically like if you have any hair left, it'll just be like little patches.
Right.
And I'm using it on my bikini line as well, and that definitely takes a little longer because your hair is more coarse mm-hmm. and it's just more stubborn.
Yeah.
So the root is stronger and it's going to take longer. Mm-hmm. Now, there's been a lot of advancements in this area. I think one of the biggest drawbacks still with these at-home devices is just who can use them. And for many years, women of darker skin tones were not able to use them or as effectively because there would be a risk of skin injury
and causing pigmentation.
Yeah. And I should also mention, you can use this device head to toe. Like mm-hmm. you can use it on your lip hair. You can use it under your pits, mm. use it on your husband's back, whatever. And but now they have improved this to a degree where it goes up to a certain, like there's a Fitzpatrick scale it's called in dermatology, where like they sort of give people numbers, like you're very, very pale, you're this number, you're very, very dark, you're this number. And Silken on their website dictates who this device is safe for, so I don't want to speak for them, so
definitely
want to check that out, make sure it's safe. But I think there have been a lot of advancements, and it's smarter now than it used to be, this okay. type of technology.
That's what they claim, that it's safer yeah. for more yeah. skin types.
Yeah.
Now what is new about this, because Silken's been around for a while,
yeah,
so what's new about this one?
It's this galvanic energy that they've added okay. into it. So there's a like silver bit on the back, and you want to mm-hmm. you another important thing is you're not supposed to wear any jewelry when you're doing the treatment,
okay,
because it's like could conduct energy,
okay,
so you just have your thumb on this silver part and you click the button on the top. It's very easy, like you're just naturally doing it, it's not mm-hmm. hard. And yeah, it's just that, and I also find that the surface area that you can treat is larger. It used to be like a pin. It used to be like a pencil eraser size.
Oh,
so annoying. And yeah. like you'd be there forever. Right. right? So this being that like shape of like a 9-volt battery, you get to cover more real estate. It's faster. And it has this glide technology. So you can like just click and go, click, click, yeah. click and go, click
the
and
bachelor
go.
The bachelor is only so long. You know? Got to get this done on commercials.
And this particular device apparently has 400,000 flashes in it. Mm-hmm. So you can use it. And then if you clean it with alcohol, then you can like give it to your sister or your friend to yeah. use it. And you can, you know, you're using it once and then it's going in the drawer for 2 weeks, so like someone else might as well use it too. Yeah. Right,
this is actually a good potential solution for women who struggle with ingrown hairs.
Well, you're not going to have hair growing.
Yeah, but I mean that happens so often mm-hmm. with shaving and waxing. Yes. You get those ingrown hairs, and I know we had a lot of questions about that in yeah. our Facebook chat room mm-hmm. what solutions are.
Yeah.
I used to get ingrowns. I don't get them as much anymore because I only go to a professional waxer
yeah.
when I do get my bikini line done, but I'm definitely always a fan of exfoliating because mm-hmm. you know you get that hair and it's shaped almost like a O shape, it's yeah. like trapped in there, so if you exfoliate and it comes out, then that's much better.
Definitely you want to exfoliate the area before you go into wax, and then a couple of days afterwards you want to be treating it with like a salicylic acid or something that has a gentle exfoliation. My trick back in the day is I used to use those like oxy pads for your face mm-hmm. Around the bikini line, not too close, but you know what I mean, on the actual
outside of your underwear.
Yes,
line.
Yeah. Exactly. Those work really well too. Mm-hmm. It's a little cheat, mm-hmm. but I think anything with AHA, so like a glycolic acid, lactic acid, those will help you out, as well as the salicylic acid, which is BHA.
So like what are some specific favorites?
PFB Vanish, not a sexy name, but what I like about it, it has those exfoliating ingredients and the delivery system. It's like a roller ball, mm-hmm. like you would put underneath your armpits with like a roll-on deodorant. It's that kind of idea. So it's really quick and easy to get all the areas you want to get.
Okay.
And then another one that I discovered at Wax On, they have this brand called Prince Rains, mm-hmm. and it's the ingrown hair serum. This was featured in Oprah. That's what made it pop off in okay. Oprah's magazine a few years ago. And that's like $30 US, 32 Canadian. The PFB Vanish is around $20.
Okay.
So the Prince Rains, it has glycolic acid in it as well. And what's probably most notable about that is like it's got aloe vera in it, and the color of the serum itself is green. Mm, so yeah. you would definitely notice it.
Yeah, aloe vera, so classic yeah. for just soothing.
Soothing
everything that ails you.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much all of the solutions and ideas that we have when it comes to hair removal. Mm-hmm. We are going to feature all of these products on our blog.
Yes.
So you can go there. You don't have to, hopefully you haven't been writing things down as you're driving. So go to our website, breakingbeautypodcast.com, and you can check out the links
yeah,
there.
Yeah. And by all means, follow us on Instagram at breakingbeautypodcast.com. Our link in bio will link out to our blog and our Amazon store and all of our sponsors if you guys are ever trying to find those. But we'd love to hear from you on DM, what you think about these new brands. Are you inclined to buy? Do they inspire you? Let us know, because it's a big conversation right now.
Thanks for tuning in. Visit breakingbeautypodcast.com for details on all the damn good products we talked about in today's episode.
And be sure to sign up for our newsletter. That way you'll get every episode delivered right to your inbox. You won't miss a single thing.
Or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast fix.
And please show us some love by rating us or reviewing us in iTunes. See you next time. Like a cherry bomb, like a cherry bomb.